Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
One is Mark and John's, the other, they're just friends, they are not lovers. It's two old queens, they're just sassy, not that mean. Two old queens, it's two old queens. Now shut up.
Hello.
Hi, we're the two old queens.
I'm John Flynn.
And I'm Mark Rennie. And we're here, what a guest we got today.
What a guest.
Oh my God, a superstar, you know her from nothing. It's Toni Charlene.
Yay. Yay.
Hey Toni, how's it going?
Hi, good.
Yeah, we already said hello earlier, so it always feels weird to say it a second time. That's fake.
I mean, it didn't feel fake, I love it.
That felt fake to me.
Oh, well, okay.
A little disingenuous. How's it going, Toni?
Good, how are you guys?
We're doing good.
Yeah.
Beating the heat.
Oh, it feels great in here, which I'm sure.
It'll get worse because the door's closed. So the air C is in another room.
Yeah.
And when that door's closed, you don't feel it in this room.
That's okay.
Mm-hmm. Is it?
Mm-hmm.
I love air conditioning. On at night, please crank it. 68.
Do you sleep naked?
Of course.
Yeah, me too.
Am I a monster?
Wow.
At my gym, they're like, and another thing is like to cool down or whatever. It was like sleep naked. And I was like, yeah, who doesn't? Everybody looked at me as though I was like gross and awful.
You don't? What do you feel? Full weird. Pajamas?
Full pajamas, yes.
Yeah.
I have a three-piece pajama suit.
Handkerchief.
Ooh, that's nice. A little cap.
Bedroom slippers. Yes, a cap. It's so much heat you lose to the top of your head.
Glasses.
You gotta wear a cap.
Glasses.
In case you wake up in the middle of the night. Yeah.
Gloves.
Big gloves so I don't hurt myself when I'm asleep.
But what do you sleep in, John? I think our listeners would love to
I'm
know.
Sure. Yeah. A t-shirt, underwear, and usually like a pair of shorts.
Aren't you just sweltering?
T-shirt,
no.
Underwear, and a pair of shorts?
I have a pair of like basketball shorts that I don't wear when playing basketball.
What kind of t-shirt? Like old concert ones?
No,
or
just like the whatever I'm wearing that day.
Oh.
You think that you'd change into a different specific sleeping outfit?
I thought maybe something clean.
For sure. Yeah. Why?
I'm sleeping. And then I wake up the next morning and shower.
Pizza stains.
If
pizza
stains. Why do you make you think I have pizza stains on all of my clothes?
I'm looking at you right now.
I don't have a single stain on these clothes.
He doesn't have a single stain. He's doing great.
But my outside clothes can't go on my bed.
No.
Oh, why not?
Not
because
your
you're
bed.
Just around, like
you rolling
jeans
around
or
on
something.
The ground.
No, but I'm in
jeans
LA.
To bed. Sure.
Well, but I might like I'm sitting places. I'm like sweaty.
You're known for sitting at places.
I'm a good
notorious sitter.
Yeah. So maybe that's just me.
The notorious SIT.
But okay. Yeah, don't you feel like you're bringing all those germs into bed?
I have never thought of that.
Well, think about it.
It'll
just make me unhappy and anxious. Why should I think about that?
You're not unhappy and anxious.
Well, for other reasons.
Yeah. Why do you wake up to feel that wave of depression?
I only recently started sleeping naked. Not that anybody asked. Like 10 years ago.
How long have you been sleeping naked?
Recently.
Okay, that's recent. That's how old we are.
Yeah. But once you go what do it, what you can't
prompted
go back.
That, what prompted that change?
The guy I was seeing at the time did it too. And I was like, well, I'm not going to be the only person not naked in the bed.
Yeah.
Because then
yeah,
I felt like going into a pool
with your t-shirt on.
That's the same with, the same
as mine. And now it's the only way I can sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So before that, how did you sleep?
Just underwear.
Just underwear. All right.
Okay, so was it a big jump?
One toe in, one toe out.
I can't sleep with a shirt on. I run hot.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we've come to the end of the show.
What are you sleeping?
Tony, we got two topics for you to choose from at the very top here. We can either talk about Madonna, who has a new album coming out.
Okay.
Or Dark Phoenix. Which John and I have both seen. We can talk about X-Men in general. So of those two, what would you prefer to, or both? Because in a way, Madonna is her own Dark Phoenix.
You know,
she's always rising from those ashes of her own making.
Of her own making, yes.
And does this, if I don't choose one, does it then roll over to the next choice? Oh, okay. Because I started to say, I feel like the listeners would want both of those topics.
Mm-hmm. This will be out 4 weeks after these things are relevant.
Okay, yes. I would like.
Sorry, my Madge.
It's okay if, well, then I'd like to choose both.
Oh, okay. Great.
All right, great. So where do we want to start? So, all right. Let's start with Madonna.
Yeah.
So what is your, you know, she's got a new album. It's rumored to be coming out.
I didn't know that.
Thus far, she's released 5 singles from her new album, Madam X. Have you heard any of them?
No.
Okay, great. What is your general take on Madonna? Like, where do you stand with her?
Where do I stand with her?
Or stand with her?
Stand, as the kids say.
I love her arms. When I think Madonna, I'm great. Like, oh, she's, you know, I when she was, not to talk, you know, she's clearly her own powerful person. Love Guy Ritchie films. I know they're not together anymore.
Uh-huh.
You know, some bops in the 80s. I'm not a big controversial. I'm not a big music person. Like, music doesn't do it for me.
Fair
and
enough,
I know that there's, especially in LA, people just like live and die and are like angered by my lack of like music wants, needs or feelings. Yeah. People get really like upset by it. And it's like, I get that music is great and I am. And I fell into that role and I'm trying my best. But I would rather, like, I've been jogging more and I'll still listen to a podcast.
Sure.
Okay.
Or if I'm in my car, anytime you would listen, the only time I listen to music is like at the gym when they are playing it. So music isn't in my.
That's the only time you listen to music?
Yeah.
No, okay. I've been at your house. There's been music playing.
Oh, that's not me doing
playlist.
It. Oh, I love that. Yeah.
I mean, chips I love and salsa playlist. That's great.
It's on Spotify.
Like,
everyone check the chips and salsa.
Please.
All right.
So I feel like. Great. I mean, she kissed Britney a while ago with Christina, and that was like spicy. And I love that she was like maybe you know, for its time. I don't know, and sort of the early adopter / maybe taker of, you know, drag and
cultural queens.
Yes. Perhaps we know a better label than like, oh, she's in on it.
At the time we just said, oh, she discovered these things.
Exactly.
She brought it to life.
Columbus to America.
Sure.
And then she committed genocide.
Yep. Oh my. So I feel like I don't know enough about her to have an informed opinion.
Would you want to see her in concert?
What I want.
What if she's just flexing her arms?
Ooh. I mean, if somebody had tickets and we're like, let's go, I'd be great,
an
sure.
Ideal
this is like,
we're taking a helicopter.
But I'm not, right. Yeah, exactly.
There'll be pretzels with hot cheese for you there when you get there.
What a dream.
Vegan cheese.
But if,
less of a dream, like, is that made up of almonds? Who cares?
Cashews. but I don't think I could, but I wouldn't seek it out.
Sure.
Fair enough.
But if it was like, yeah, let's do that.
If it's
but
on
she's
the radio, alleged, you're not going to turn it off. Or leave the venue.
I might.
Do both.
What? So how are you guys feeling about her songs?
Well, I think I'm more excited about it. She's one of those people that for me, I'm just sort of like ride or die at this point to the end.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, and I totally recognize that some of her stuff, I'm like, come on, Madonna, what are we doing? But I'm still going to get her albums, all of them.
You'll
when they
buy
come
them?
Out. I mean, I won't buy a physical CD, but I will pay for them to download onto my computer.
On iTunes?
Yeah. I pre-ordered
Rest
the album a long time ago. That's why I have 5 singles. Yeah.
Wow.
is it really that shocking that a gay man of a certain age is into Madonna?
I guess not. I guess it's pretty plain to type.
We're really, it's more really, like really defined stereotypes right now with this podcast. Yeah,
really on the nose. I love Madonna. I love her. You know, I think she's an icon. You know, she's a true icon. Like, and an icon is like, there's no one else like her. And like, and it's hard to imagine a world without her.
Absolutely.
And I love her, like Madonna, the Immaculate Collection. That's a great CD for road
classic,
trips. Except for those last two bonus tracks. I mean, we could do without
that. Are you like, going to see her?
Justify My Love?
Oh, that one's good, but there's that other one.
Rescue Me?
Yeah,
that one's not bad. It's just not Immaculate Collection level.
Right. And I think she's great. I love the music album. I love Ray of Light.
Interesting, interesting.
Is that interesting?
And I feel, I just got home and I feel. Yep,
that's right. That is that's Ray of Light. You did it.
Beautiful strength. Love Austin Powers.
Austin Powers, too. Austin Powers, too.
And she rubs his butt on his shoulder in the video.
Oh, I think she bounces it off his face.
Have you heard the new Dark Ballet song?
That's the latest single that's come out.
It's very weird.
It's very weird. She's definitely trying to be Bohemian Rhapsody with that song.
Is that what you would call it?
That's what I think it was, because it like has like different acts. It's like it's only like a 4-minute song.
Do you want to?
Like, no, it gets weird.
Scroll through some. You want to hear some?
Yeah. If
let's see
you
if this
don't
works.
Get in trouble for it.
It's a beautiful life.
So she's saying here, it's a beautiful life. This goes on
thank
for
you
some time. Then she starts talking about, well, we're going to skip ahead here. She's still, nothing really happening.
It's just sort of like a slow, like, she's sort of like lulling you into a groove. Like, and, okay, guys.
Oh, she tell, you could tell me to change my things. Tell me what not to do. Who? No one's told her no in 30 years. Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about, Madonna.
But she
well,
thinks
maybe,
they are, because
like,
she does it all the time.
Well,
don't
she's
tell
got a persecution
me.
Complex.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Lourdes.
Because your world is such, and then it gets into this.
And at what
this
minute
is 2 minutes.
Are we? 2 minutes.
Listen
okay,
to this.
Halfway
this
through.
Is like ELO.
Like I'm seeing like drag queens on point doing some sort of like foot exercise, some sort of, you know.
Or Cavalia, that horse show. I can see that.
Yes, horses on point just sort of trotting.
No, Cavalia.
Oh.
You know that Bill
Oh, yes.
King's favorite show. And then she just goes back to telling you, I know what your world is like.
No, you do not, Madonna. Not for a second.
And that's...
Okay, so this isn't a club song. This isn't like...
No, she always has like a couple like too. Weirdo sort of almost theatery dorky songs.
She does?
All
I feel like she doesn't.
No, I'm Breathless. That whole album is that.
Okay, that's one album. But what's the breathy theatrical one on Ray of Light?
Ray of Light? What is that? The last song is sort
Mirror
of like
Girl?
This weird sort of like... avant-garde. I'm trying to do like weird
but this
theater.
Is like theatrical. This is like Amanda Palmer like harpsichord to marionette show.
Well, yeah, she's got to outdo herself.
I love a marionette show. That I could get behind.
I mean, I would prefer her doing weirder stuff than to just doing like another like pop song.
Yeah,
that's like
agreed.
Following like top 40 trends, which now she seems to be following the trends.
Sure,
and not
sure.
creating her own
I
paths.
Agree. Mm-hmm.
So she used to be, I feel like I want her to do, I like her more weirder, like if it does, I'd rather she swing big and fail than
super
like
weirdo all
safe.
The way like Laurie Anderson on you.
Yeah. Sure. That'd be amazing.
Yeah.
Because no one can tell you no. So do some really fucking weird shit.
Also, it's Madonna to where it could be like, okay. Rather than,
I
see
taste.
What you're doing.
Sure,
yeah.
sure. Yeah, I'm more interested in that than like her other just pop songs.
All right.
So we like Madonna. Movies are bad. She's good in Dick Tracy.
She's good in Dick Tracy. Good in League of Their Own.
Evita.
She's good in Desperately.
Evita, never
she's
saw
fine
it.
In Evita. She's good Desperately Seeking Susan. She's got a few good ones in there. Yeah, she's got some clunkers. Body of Evidence. Shanghai yeah. Surprise.
Who doesn't have their clunkers?
I League of Their Own, yeah.
She's got more hits than Tim Burton.
Is that true?
More take him down.
What is her Edward Scissorhands?
If you want to say her batting average, I would say Tim Burton, like if you compare like good movies in their filmography to bad movies, she probably has a higher percentage of good movies than Tim Burton does.
But Tim Burton does so much
he has better,
more.
He has
in
higher
his...
highs.
Yes, his highs are higher.
But I'm just saying batting average, which I think I know how that works. Like, every time you swing the bat, they tell you how you did.
Yeah. That was average.
Better than Madonna. Worse than Tim. That's how they do it.
I love going to baseball. I don't. I just see he was up a bat, and then I tell people next year, all right, next one has to be your husband.
Oh, that's so funny.
Do you stay? You get divorced. Then you see the picture of him.
Oh, yeah. So you bring your own game to the game.
You have to. You're just eating hot dogs and drinking beer, which I could do at home, which I don't. I never do that, actually.
No.
Yeah.
So we've wrapped up Madonna. Dark Phoenix.
Dark Phoenix. Are you an X-Men?
I like the X-Men.
What's your favorite X? Do you have a favorite X-Men movie? X-Person?
I used to watch the cartoons a lot.
Love the cartoon better than the movies.
Cyclops, I had a crush on.
Which version?
Wait a second.
There are multiple Cyclopses. Yeah.
I mean, also Beast, you know, that was real like cool. Furry? Okay. I mean,
do you like him blue and furry or when he's like human looking and like wears?
I guess I thought he was cool and like smart and was like, oh, you're fun and different.
Oh, you really turned on my intelligence?
Yeah, for sure.
You don't even see the blue hair that he's covered in?
Is he blue? I'm so above that. No. Well, I also love animals. Maybe it wasn't a sexual thing, but more of like, oh, yeah, like I like you.
Kind of thing. Yeah, right, yeah.
PETA.
You wouldn't want a Beast made a rug or anything.
No. Oh, my gosh.
I mean, the color of Beast, sure. But actually, maybe
yes,
no.
Yes.
That, yeah, it really brings the room together.
Rogue.
Love Rogue.
Mm-hmm. Love Rogue. Love Rogue. Especially, again, in the animated series.
Sure.
Called everybody Shug.
Which is right. Flying around. Mm-hmm. Chocolate white in her hair.
Yeah. But in the movies, I'm like, oof, that doesn't seem as fun.
Yeah.
She seems depressed.
Academy Award winner, yeah. Anna Paquin.
Mm-hmm.
Did I call her Anna Paquin? I think I did.
She deserves our respect, Anna Paquin. She loves pretzels. But I haven't seen the newest one.
It wasn't the worst X-Men movie. It's like maybe the fifth best. No, fifth worst.
How many are there? How many X-Men movies are there? 12. Okay. I've seen all of them, but I don't think I could retain which one was which necessarily.
Well, yeah. Logan's the best one.
Sure.
That's the old man Wolverine.
Mm-hmm.
But this was better than Days of Future Past, better than Apocalypse, I would say. Okay. That was the most recent one, which was dreadful.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty bad.
And it's better than all the Wolverine solos except for Logan.
Mm-hmm.
Better than Last Stand, probably, too.
Okay.
It was anything just for... I went to see it in the theater in IMAX, which I love my IMAX.
You do love an IMAX.
I do love an IMAX. Uh-huh. And it was like I went up to use the bathroom, took my time during one point.
Oh, nice.
And I come back, so you don't miss anything.
A good movie.
It was like a hot day, you know what I mean? So I went in, just enjoyed the AC.
I remember the movie was very obsessed with helicopters. Like, there's like four different helicopter accidents in that movie. And then one of my favorite parts of it was... Jean Grey and Magneto were like fighting over control of a helicopter.
Yeah.
But of course they're just using mutant powers. So like they're just doing like hand, like they made very specific hand choices. Like she was very like pottery hands. Like she was like molding a palm.
Cultivating it.
And he was more like jazz hands. Like he was like out and his hands were like splayed. So it was like a very like battle of the hands in that moment. That was sort of one of my favorite moments.
Gay man versus
Demi Moore and Ghost.
Like someone who makes her own jewelry.
Absolutely.
Right.
And Etsy would win in a gay man versus an Etsy woman.
I mean,
I'm not going to put anything past an Etsy woman.
I mean, they're crafty.
She's got resources.
Yeah.
What's the fight?
Over the last cone?
Like a parking spot or like a farmer's market?
Yeah, a farmer's market avocado, the last avocado. Now, talk about that helicopter for an avocado.
There's a hit there.
I always wonder about like, because these actors and so great, but when you have a lot of like
green screeny stuff?
Yeah, magic behind. You when it's like action and you're like
look constipated.
Yeah.
Or it's just like I just feel like it's so, I mean, you should be in the moment in all of these things, and
but it's gotta be so hard when it's like green and you're
so fun.
I wish they just added more like color around them, more like energy blasting.
Sure. Cartoony.
Why not? Their chakra, why they're doing it.
I just want to see some chakras for once in my goddamn life.
Do you believe in chakras?
No,
of course. John?
I mean, I wouldn't say I have a strong stance on chakras.
I mean,
either
I love
way.
Getting centered.
Sure. Oh, sure, sure.
I love being present.
Yeah, okay. I love it when my spine is in alignment.
Sure.
That has anything with chakras.
I mean, I feel Ow. Like that's different. But yeah.
They're related. Your spine not in alignment.
Well, you know, when you're
crooked.
Crooked, sitting weird.
Because what's your chakra? Head, spirit, soul. It's like Infinity Stones.
Yes, exactly. That's what they're based off of.
I love Infinity Stones.
That's what they base
chakras are based off of a movie that just came out.
Mm-hmm. Because people say, oh, your chakra, just are people have stronger chakras than others?
I think the different colors that your heart is beating or the wave or illuminating. I don't know. Oh. I started talking as though I know and I don't know.
We asked you on this podcast to talk about chakras.
That chakra'd me.
What? Who are well your played. Favorite X-Men, John?
My
like
favorite
if you had
X-Men?
To put together a team, who would be
Let's see.
Well, I never watched the animated series. I got to X-Men through the comic books in like the 80s. So I feel like that team where it was like Cyclops, Storm, Colossus.
You would like the animated series then.
Yeah, I think it is mostly that team. Rogue, Nightcrawler. Yeah.
Jubilee comes in a little later.
Jubilee? I know, I was more Kitty Pryde than Jubilee. I don't really know what Jubilee is.
Kitty Pryde.
Yeah.
She, that's I don't know who Jubilee is.
I know like she's a girl who has like
she's like a mall
flashy
girl
colors.
That she like does like bursts of light essentially.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That seems like it would come in handy in a fight.
It doesn't really.
Uh-huh.
But then later she turns into a vampire in the comics.
Oh, wow.
And she raises a baby on her own, but it's not hers.
Single mom.
Yeah, single mom.
So does she bite it?
No.
Does okay. she
well,
bite
she's a vampire.
It? Oh, that's interesting.
You can't bite a baby and be a hero.
Bite well, a baby.
I mean, the Marvel characters are complex.
You have to seduce a baby?
No.
Don't you? Doesn't, isn't that what
blood
vampires
would be
do?
More powerful than old person blood?
Don't you have to consent or no?
To be turned into a vampire?
That's a contemporary twist on the, okay. on the legend. I don't think.
I mean, in an ideal world, yes.
In the book, in the books, no, because he gets.
No, it's. Yeah.
Yeah. So the canon, the books, it doesn't happen. Come on.
What books are we talking about?
The actual book Dracula?
Oh, yeah.
Got it. Yes.
Have you read it?
It's
a series of letters. What do they call it? Epistolary? What's it called?
Episcopalian?
Epistemological?
Epistemological.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of dull.
It was the original Bridget Jones's Diary.
So your X-Men roster was just the regular X-Men team?
I guess those classic teams, yeah.
Hmm.
Okay.
You gotta have Jean Grey.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
You gotta have Nightcrawler.
Storm.
You know, I love Longshot. I think he's fun.
Yeah, Longshot was cute.
I like Rogue. I love a Colossus.
Yeah. You gotta have that strength.
I like a anti-hero version of Magneto.
Okay.
I mean, I love Professor.
Professor X.
Mm-hmm.
His like characterization in this movie did not make sense to me.
He's like a fame whore.
Yeah.
It really didn't sort of make sense. That's not
And he had like a bat phone, but then they had to turn it off because mutants were bad again.
Yeah. Look, it's not a very good movie, but I thought some of the X-Men action was fun.
Yeah.
There's some like that opening
the Quicksilver
stuff is
always
really fun.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
I don't know what you guys
we just talked over each other.
Quicksilver,
oh, okay,
that
can
fast
stuff.
He doesn't
I think
really
his stuff has always been really
in
fun.
This movie, though.
But I think he does a little bit. Like, he goes to get her, but then she's, because she's Dark Phoenix, she was like, goodbye. He had one other shot
and
before
that. And they had to reshoot the ending of this movie, because originally it was like more of a, it was her and Cyclops and Professor X all fighting each other at the end.
Okay, why
like
did
a Civil War.
Redo that?
Because I guess they thought it didn't test well, I think. And also it had a touch of Captain Marvel where she was like going full Phoenix on the alien invading force.
Okay.
So they turned it into, they wanted more X-Men at the end. So at the end, they turned it into like this train action scene where all the X-Men are involved.
Oh, right.
And I think that's why they showed Quicksilver out of commission. Like, he gets knocked out at the end of the first act and like, you don't really see him for the rest of the movie. Because they probably didn't have him for the reshoots.
Oh, maybe that's it.
Boy.
Oh, my.
I don't
know.
This
is how the sausage gets made.
I don't know what chakras are, but I know about the third act of Dark Phoenix.
Hey, I mean, honestly, just as important.
Mm-hmm.
Well, should we get into the movie you forced us to watch, Tony?
Yes, baby!
This, as you may or may not know, we are hunting for the gayest movie ever.
Oh, I did not know that.
I know. I intentionally didn't tell
how
you.
How dare you?
So we have an elaborate scoring system, but we'll get to that later. But first, let's just talk about, let me just quickly say, what about Bob? Well, I forgot what year it came out. 91, I think.
That sounds about right.
What about directed by Frank Oz, Miss Piggy, Yoda, mm-hmm. our favorite stars, Bill Murray, Richard Dreyfuss, the lovely Julie Haggerty. Mm-hmm. What a dream she is. Mm-hmm. Here's a quick synopsis. I got off of Google. Before going on vacation, self-involved psychiatrist Dr. Leo Marvin, Richard Dreyfuss,
woo.
Has the misfortune of taking on a new patient, Bob Wiley, Bill Murray. No woo. No, I don't think he needs one. He's like a drunk spouse abuser. An exemplar of neediness and a compendium of phobias. Who wrote this? Bob follows Marvin to his family's country home. Dr. Marvin tries to get him to leave. The trouble is everyone loves Bob. As his oblivious patient makes himself at home, Dr. Marvin loses his professional composure and before long may be ready for the loony bin himself. It's got a 60% on Metacritic. It was considered a box office hit.
Mm.
Okay.
And I think Bravo put it on our number 35 of the 100 funniest movies ever made. So, you know, when you Bravo. Go to for movie recommendations, yeah. it's yeah, bravo.com.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Number 35, you said?
Yeah.
That's very high.
You had never seen this before.
I had never seen it before.
Oh.
Yeah. I had seen it dozens and dozens. It was like one my brother and I recorded off of HBO and like okay, just watched it. Oh, we had a VHS. Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice.
Gotcha.
What about Bob that made you want to... When I said something you speak passionately, what about
I was just curious of your to hear you guys talk about it. I fell in love with this movie. It always held a special place in my heart. Like I have a dog, Wiley, whose name after Bob Wiley. Like I don't know why. Like I haven't seen it. I was going to rewatch it for this, but I haven't seen it in a while. But I just remember loving it and before I knew, you know, Bill Murray being perhaps being problematic, but just like and Dreyfuss is great and she, yeah. like it's I just think it's I remember loving it, thinking it's so funny and loving the characters.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember when you first saw it?
I don't. But I remember like as a kid, I would always like to my mom be like, we would rent movies sometimes at the library. And I think that was one. I don't know. That but it would be like
a library rental.
I'm sailing. And like yeah. just like every time I like saw my parents across like a room or if they picked me up from school or something, just shouting that as I walked over to them.
It's a great I remember I hadn't seen it in like 10 years, mm-hmm. but I really loved it. I thought mm-hmm. it really helped. I think it is like a fun companion piece almost to Groundhog's Day and just like
okay
yeah.
I don't know, is it something like I love the transference of personality that happens, like yeah. the crazy mm-hmm. one gets sane and then the sane one goes crazy and just in a lot of ways it's about the importance of family and like being community and like how that is really yeah. what like balances you out, because like Richard Dreyfuss's character at the top is not connected to it, he's just obsessed with his fame and like mm-hmm. his newfound celebrity and he's right. ignoring his family, but Bob is also doesn't have a family,
right? Yeah.
And he starts connecting, building the community, and that's what kind of brings him down to earth. And like he starts having boundaries with people eventually.
Yeah, I also like I remember this when I first moved to LA, and I would watch this a lot. And Betsy was my roommate, and I remember just one day being like, "Oh, Bob is." Crazy. Like it didn't occur yeah, to me yeah, for like gotta... And I think that also was like this is a fun person who leads with love
yes.
is a bit neurotic, and maybe that's like things that I was accustomed to or didn't see as odd, or maybe because I saw it as a younger age wasn't like didn't see it through a certain narrative of like whoa
right yeah
like crazy person quote unquote mm-hmm. like get away like mentally like more of like oh he's like unusual but he's like trying and loves and like his intention is nothing is
yeah he's not
is
bad.
Pure though in a pro right yeah, exactly yeah. And I was just like oh this is the first time I'm seeing this is oh that's a troubling person well, to follow ways, you right. and
this movie could also be like a thriller
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like a goofy, like Basic Instinct in that way sometimes.
But I love that it's like
Fatal Attraction.
The protagonist becomes like ostensibly Richard Dreyfuss is the protagonist at the beginning, but at the end, he's the antagonist. Yeah. Like it's a real swap.
Yeah.
What did you think, John?
I think you're, I know.
Sort of like what you were saying. I think it's one of those things like, oh, in the night, like I was just like, this, like Bill Murray is crazy. And his family's just like, oh, it's fine. He tracked us down here. Like there's so much about it that I was like, no, no, no. Bob is insane and unsafe, but it was just sort of like a lighthearted comedy. So they're like, yeah, this crazy guy who just like tracked us down, who's your patient for one session.
Yeah.
And we're all like, oh, just let him stay. It's fine. Like there's a part of me that's just like, I also knew, to me, Richard Dreyfuss made the most sense, but I also knew, like, you don't want to root for Richard Dreyfuss because he's like, the guy's got like the stick up. It's sort of like rooting for the dean in Animal House.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But like, I just sort of felt like there's no one to root for. And of course, as always, Julie Haggerty is criminally underused.
Sure.
So there was just sort of that. Like, I felt it, so much stuff just happened because it needed to happen for a story, which is fine. It's sort of like a goofy farce in a way, but I don't know. It's just sort of like, but he is crazy. Like that's what I kept thinking.
But I think you're right. He does like lead with, I think he's like harmless though. Cause like, a lot of his crazy is put upon.
But yeah. So if you were on vacation and he like tracked you down, that's not harmless.
But does his family know that? Because I think
they get to know him before they really get the full story.
Yeah.
Right.
Where I think it's like, oh, this is like,
Some weird guy, or
just a patient, which doesn't necessarily mean, you know, people go to see a therapist who don't have these like huge, things where it's just like where she screams in the forest, like he's fun.
Right.
We'll dive together. We don't have to talk through like fucking puppets. Like he's excited by the food rather than like this interview and this book. And I think there's like, I don't know if they're privy to that like narrative of like, hey, he tracked us down rather than like, what is the first time they meet? Are they in a car together? Or he shows up at the house,
they're outside the grocery store.
Oh, that's right.
Dr. Leo Marvin.
Yeah, Dr. Leo.
You just like, their name,
thing,
yeah.
though, when like Bob of this just has his breakdown of gimme, I need.
Yeah, I need.
Which is like just pure human in a way. I don't know. I thought Bill Murray was like great. I was like, oh, this is when he like used to like try. And I'm like, when he has like energy.
But apparently he and Richard Dreyfuss like hated each other.
I swear.
Yeah,
which makes sense though.
Sure. Yeah. They just drove each other crazy on set is what they said.
I don't know. I think the story really worked for, I don't know. I thought it like just like a touching in a weird way. Like I get, yes, Bob is crazy and annoying, but he's not like, you never feel like he's dangerous. Like the movie never makes him out to, the movie is also very kind to Bob, I think. Yes, in the real world, if this actually happens, but in this movie, it is like a farce, like a dark comedy that they don't really make anymore, where like the lead of the hero becomes like plans to murder, blow up. Mm-hmm. You know, he becomes,
yeah,
he's yeah. takes his a real own dark right. turn, which I love that. I feel like movies are just like so safe now.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Or you have to go to like a foreign film or something.
You want people to blow each other up, we gotta go foreign now.
But I think in a lot of ways Richard Dreyfuss is funnier to me in this than Bill Murray.
Yeah.
I think he's so great in this, of just as he is like a sociopath in a way.
I guess. I don't know. There's a part of the news is like, I kind of got everything on the one hand, I was like, I don't want to root for him, but everything he's doing makes sense. Like, he's someone who's like just going into fame and he's like, it's probably his first television interview. He's totally nervous. And it's like, his family's just being like, stop. Clearly this guy coming to them is like making him crazy. And they're just like, but he's fun.
No, but he was crazy before Bob showed up.
Yeah, a little bit. But I also felt like, well, once this TV interview is over that he's like all worried about, like, then he'll probably be normal. Just felt to me like no one was giving him any sort of therapy, exactly. Mm. His family was not sort of like being like, well, just let him have this, like he's got a stressful weekend, let's just get through it.
It's also interesting that he was, well, they do kind of say like, Bob, you need to like not be around,
right?
But remember when they drop him off to do a psych evaluation another place.
He tries to have him institutionalized.
He just charms them all. Yeah.
So funny.
Right?
Like every like step is almost like a Wile E. Coyote Roadrunner thing. Like, every time like Richard Dreyfuss thinks he's got him, I'm going to finally have him institutionalized. Yeah. He ends up charming the whole staff, and Richard Dreyfuss ends up almost being institutionalized.
Yeah, and then he passes him in the car, being like, you get him back. Yeah.
I loved it. I don't know. I think I'd give it 5 stars out of 5 stars.
Ooh,
oh, I think it's a great movie. We don't even have a star rating system.
We don't have a star rating system, but I think it's a modern classic. I don't know. I think it's a really smart script, and I don't know. I just love what it says about humans. I don't know. Maybe I'm being too.
Maybe I'm being too.
Maybe you're
maybe
being too.
Maybe we're not enough.
Maybe we're all being too.
Also, that kid, the young boy on it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think like
from Dick Tracy.
Now I feel bad that I don't know the young woman,
Charlie
what she's
Korsmo.
Up to. Is that what it
Catherine
is?
Catherine Erb was on, she's on a million seasons of Law and Order Criminal
oh.
Intent.
Oh, the daughter or the?
The daughter.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Or the boy is like a rocket scientist.
He's a lawyer. I looked him up last night. He's a Republican.
Oh.
But then Obama
really?
Put him on a commission. He is. Yeah, I looked this up last night.
Obama what? Put him
Obama.
Out? Obama what?
Put him on some like bilateral commission. I forget
who did?
Obama? Heard of him?
Oh,
he
Michelle,
was the president at
those
one point.
Arms.
I do love a Julie Haggerty. I mean, when is Julie Haggerty not underused?
Criminally underused, so, I know.
When is she not? She's great in
Airplane. I think it's the only time that she was not underused.
She's so like, there's a goofiness, but then also like a vulnerability
absolutely,
or almost like a
yeah.
fragility
and,
to her.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
That voice.
She never like raises it, but then she's like so maternal too.
Yeah.
Not from, I thought she was Minnesota. She's from like Ohio or.
Oh my gosh. How embarrassing for you.
I know.
So different.
Anyway, it's about this rocket scientist.
He doesn't exist. So what would you give, like, what about Bob? I feel like, did you hate it?
I didn't hate it. I just, I think it's annoying. The dumb thing of like, oh, this one thing I just kept getting caught on. And so it's like stopped me from enjoying the rest of it in the way that I should have. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. If I'd just been like, okay, whatever, then it would have been like funner for me, I think.
You couldn't let it go. You couldn't
for whatever
suspend
reason.
Your
yeah.
disbelief.
I think also, I was recently had to deal with someone who was frustrating in a way that Bill Murray was and who sort of looked like Bill Murray. So I think part of me was slightly triggered.
Ooh.
And so I was just like, no, he's clearly insane. Why is no one saying
it? Can we talk
it?
About
Why
it
is no
or
one
no?
calling out? Not really.
Okay.
Not at this point in time.
Yeah. Do you have you ever had one of those like friends where it's like.
I have had
like,
needy friends. Yes.
I do.
Like, exhausted after hanging out with them,
or it's like everybody agrees that they like this one person, but you're like, I don't think so. I think
right.
this person
sure.
sucks,
like,
but they're
yeah.
all like, oh, isn't Marsha great? Well, I guess
Marsha,
but it's like, I don't think so. Or right. it's like, you can't
or
get in the same groove
like,
of everybody.
Right,
yeah.
yeah. Maybe everyone's just being too nice about it.
Yeah, maybe.
But that's you're insinuating that people are lying. You're thinking like if people generally are like crazy
people,
for this new
yeah,
person.
Yeah, where you're not in the same groove as everybody else. And mm-hmm. and it's frustrating because it's like, I don't think this person is as great or cool or like maybe you. Yeah, I feel like there's sometimes you just have a different read as everybody.
And there's nothing you can do.
And there's nothing
and
you can
do.
Do.
If you start saying like, no, guys, this person's great.
Right.
They're like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
I only see
why
one person
you? Why is there no joy in your
right,
life?
Exactly.
And it's Tony Charlie. Have you ever been in a situation like that?
Sure.
Oh, okay, great.
sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, should we get to rating this?
Time for scoring.
Time to
Ooh.
Score.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All okay. right. Our first category is homoeroticism.
Oh.
On a scale of 1 to 100, what do you give What About Bob? There is some sort of...
Here's what I will give it some points for, is Richard Dreyfuss's pants when they're on vacation.
Like his shorts?
His shorts. So like this weird, yeah. almost
pants.
See-through white shorts, because mm-hmm. you can see the pockets.
Oh. Yeah.
And they're sort of like...
hard.
I was looking but nothing was hard. But yeah, and they seem see-through, but they're sort of like have a cut that like you wouldn't wear today. So
yeah.
I'll give it like a little bit for that.
For just
like,
for that?
I mean, what else are you going to give it for?
I don't know. Psychological transference between two men.
Okay. That's homoerotic.
Yeah, like
that's homoerotic.
There's
something about the mind. You don't think the mind's homoerotic?
Okay.
There's something about the mind.
Yeah, you two both like, you're really attracted to talent and intelligence. Yep.
We are.
You don't even see blue fur. Gotcha.
I mean, what
He's
is
smart.
It?
The Beast
yes.
is very smart.
I know, yeah. So is Richard Dreyfuss. He's got a furry. He's got a very, like, well, like, not crop, but sort of like a very
Coiffed.
Well, like... Yeah, his beard is very
yes.
much like...
Not tailored, mm-hmm. but...
Yes,
tailored.
Whatever the word is for
tailored.
Facial hair. His facial hair is very groomed. Yes.
Oh, I'm exhausted.
what? Okay, so who
this
goes
is
first?
Defines,
zero
whatever,
to 100.
Because we're going to divide it by three. So
yeah,
it's all
zero
becomes
to 100.
An average.
Oh, we all agree.
You just do
whatever
score
you
want to do.
And then we'll do.
So I'll give it just me. Yeah, you go.
Yeah, I'll give it a five.
Five.
Just for the shorts. Yeah.
Wow.
That's all I got.
Yeah, I feel like, oh boy. Okay. I'm going to say, I'm trying not to let that sort of guide me, but I also wouldn't go too far up there. 30.
I feel like 30 is pretty high. Is it? Fuck. No, I kind of went above and beyond.
Yeah. Homoerotic.
Yes, that. They could also apply to ladies. Anything between that mother and daughter.
No. Well, I mean,
Julie
Lily,
Haggerty is always playing the lesbian.
Ladies in the call center.
Yeah.
No, only because there is such a focus on one another and the love that Bob and the idol that Bob has for him.
Yes.
Of just like, I need him. I want, like, is some sort of, and getting close and then marrying into the family. I think there is some sort of like eroticness to that.
Sure.
That goes, that's not obviously a healthy relationship. Maybe turns into one, maybe, but I think there is like this, like.
Isn't that what Brigadoon is? It's like ghosts falling in love with each other.
Brigadoon. No, Brigadoon is there's a magical city that only shows up once every 27 years. And some guy meets a girl, falls in love. And if he stays in the city, that means he abandoned his life.
Oh, my gosh.
Or maybe it's not 27 years. It's just like 99 years. I don't know. It's a long time in between city visits.
So, yeah. That sounds nice. Every 27 years. Like, I'll be with you this amount of time. But
27 years, a long time.
Yeah, that's
You'd have
true.
Only been able to see him once in your life.
Yeah, but I'm How saying long? Like...
If, I think it's something some long like couple of years, but like if they don't age.
Oh,
well, that's what I'm saying. You could maybe be together for 27 years, and then the next 27 years, you're like, that was fun. I stayed this age.
And what happens to you? Are you just always at this carnival, and then like, oh, every few minutes,
I think it's like in the middle of Scotland.
Lady shows up.
I don't know.
No, but like, do they stop existing for that time? You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, what is their magic? It's like they experience time as like a day to them is 27 years to us.
So for 5 days, I'm dating this woman who's going, it's like she was 30, come back now and she's like 50, and then she's 90. I guess you wouldn't get too attached.
Well,
I can
know
for 3 days.
Question.
She lived a whole life.
Say, if you could stay in the town and then live that life with them, that means it's basically like picking a whole new world and living your old
don't
one.
Don't you dare
life.
Close your eyes.
I would not.
Do you live in the sea? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Do you live in the sea?
Do you live in the sea or do you live on land? You know,
I got to go with land.
Yeah, if you were
so
Ariel.
In this instance, is land the world we live in, or is that Brigadoon?
I don't know.
Greg,
so nothing has been decided.
I think the sea would be Brigadoon.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
I think we're Brigadoon.
All right.
I'm going to give it a 12 on home.
Oh,
loss.
My okay. God.
Where are you basing your 12 at? It's all right.
I do think there was like psychological transference. Just the mind. I don't know. There's something like they did kind of the melding and the shifting and the transformation was kind of.
I feel like I plumped it up.
Well, what did you say again?
12.
It gave you a 12% boner.
All right. 12% boner. Minor 12.
Oh, if we're talking about. Okay.
How throbby was your clitty?
Wow.
I don't know about throbby, because that tends to happen after, maybe.
After?
Okay.
How do you
let's
sleep
get into
throbbing?
It.
After? How do I sleep?
Yeah, the throbbing thing between your legs, or you just want to relax?
Wait. Okay. Yeah, it constantly is meeting. I would say wet. How wet do I get?
You got 30% moist.
30%.
Well, is that what you said? Homoeroticism makes you moist.
Yeah, sure. But I don't think it was that. I think I overdid it.
Okay.
Are we
That's
allowed
right.
to change?
No.
Or no?
I mean,
well, it has an average.
This is a very.
Yeah. Do you want to change it?
I do.
To
100. I'm going to change it to 15.
Okay.
That so gives, still, okay. What about Bob? 10.67 on the homoeroticism scale.
Okay.
Out of 100.
And I still went up.
Right,
okay. Great.
Cool.
Actual gay characters. 1 to 100. What's the score you're giving on actual gay characters?
I'm going to give it a 5 just because I'm going to imagine that the woman who worked at the call center was a lesbian.
Oh, all three of them could have been.
Oh,
it could be, yeah.
Okay.
But I don't think the main woman, but I think the other woman who like came in and was sort of like
chiming in.
I think she's
how
a lesbian.
Do you spell Winnipecta or whatever?
Something like that, yeah.
Like Winnipesaukee?
That's the one.
Winnipecta. What?
Winnipecta.
Would like a pecca.
I'd like a pecca.
You go ahead, Mark.
For actual gay care, I don't know. I feel like the goth son might be later. You know, he's going to be into The Cure. He's going to be into Depeche Mode.
Sure.
These are all gateways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably smoke clove cigarettes. But
definitely
I can't.
Smell like patchouli.
I'm going to give it a zero.
A zero. Yeah. All righty.
Yeah, I'm going to give it. I'm going to give it a two.
Okay.
I feel like they're in this
somewhere
area,
in
like those who lives by Lake Winnipesaukee. It's such a cute, quaint town. Mm-hmm. I feel like there has to be a nice, gay couple,
sure.
In that world. Yeah.
All right. Camp factor 0 to 100. You know it when you see it. How campy was this?
I would say the campiest part to me, not that it was super campy, was that the couple, that old couple who wanted to see them
down. I love
them. They were great. I love the old couple.
I love when the house explodes and they're shouting, and they're just burn, baby, burn. Yeah. I just love that the two characters are just there to like roast.
They were sort of like Stellar and Waldorf of that movie.
Yeah.
That was pretty I think anytime your protagonist is excited about appearing on Good Morning America is
pretty
campy.
That
feels campy to me.
What about that surprise party where he's like covered in the mud and everything?
Yeah, that's true.
Is that campy?
Is that camp?
What's
a mud
campy?
Surprise party?
I don't know. That's the internal question.
Mm-hmm. You know it when you see it. Mm-hmm. Maybe I don't know
it. It's not fun. It's like bad taste elevated.
Yeah, I think with camp too, it's also like like the degree in which you're committing to something is out of whack.
Yeah,
it felt big. What it means
also,
to you.
I guess it was committed to, but when it was just like he's talking about, exploding Bob and like what he would say to
that was the most
maybe that's just
part
like
of it.
It seems right outlandish. Or when he puts Gil into a jar because he thinks.
I mean, Richard Dreyfuss' character is pretty fussy.
Very fussy.
Oh, yeah. Very particular.
Yeah. If you were to make him gay, he'd probably be gay.
He'd be a fussy bottom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like,
So, what are you going to
give movie we
that
saw.
That is not the movie we saw, but he was. I do think he is a fussy bottom.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
For a camp, I would give it a 12 on the camp factor.
Okay. I'll give it a 7.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to go with 15.
Great. That gives Camp Factor. Oh, actual gay character average score was 2.33. Camp Factor average 11.33.
Okay.
Makeover montage. Well, in some ways, these are makeovers.
It's a psychological makeover.
Psychological makeover. Two extreme psychological makeovers. Richard Dreyfuss starts as a powerful psychiatrist, ends up a blubbering idiot in a very, can barely stand up.
Sure. I would argue that that's not a montage. It's the whole movie.
Yeah, I was just going to say, was it a montage? Okay.
And the movie and the makeover, like they're dressing the same at the beginning of the movie as they are at the end of the movie. So for makeover montage, I'm going to have to go 0 on this one.
Wow. I mean, Bill Murray does show up the next day and shirt says, "Don't hassle me, I'm local."
Does that seem like
that
different something he wouldn't have worn that earlier?
He didn't.
Well, okay. It wouldn't be out of character.
I think he had a certain uniform that he wore.
Yes.
When he was in the city.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I would say his neuroses would kind of have him that. And I think once he reached...
I'm also going to give this a 0.
Yeah. I mean, literally, there's wasn't. No, yeah.
All right. Speaking of over-the-top wardrobe.
All right. That's the new
0
character.
To 100.
I mean, the most over-the-top was that slicker, but that was really appropriate for the moment.
Right. It was really coming down out there.
Oh, he could wear my slicker.
Yep.
I mean, amazing delivery.
Yeah.
Speaking of, this is what I had a sound cue loaded for. Are you guys ready for this?
I'm ready.
I mean,
this is Richard Dreyfuss escorting, telling Bill Murray to get out of his car. This is like Richard Dreyfuss has begun to lose his mind. This is him saying,
the unraveling,
get out of my car. We ready?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We could barely hear it. I'll turn it up. Oops. Can we do it again?
Get out of my car!
Delightful. Yeah.
That should That's be all. The noise that plays when you get a text message.
Oh yeah.
I wish I could figure out how to do that.
Wouldn't that
or
be nice?
If I woke up to that.
I didn't have to play that, but I did. We're living with that now.
I mean, it kind of felt like you actually didn't.
Fair enough. Fair
so
enough.
What is it again?
Over the top wardrobe.
Are we counting puppets as wardrobe?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, archives wardrobe.
It's something you put on your head. They're basically
it's
mittens.
An accessory. I mean, very, yeah, glorious mittens.
Mittens.
Have you? Oh, I saw glorious mittens at
glorious
at a drag con.
Oh, how was she?
Had a fist up her ass.
Oh, nice. So doing well.
Yeah.
I'm going to say if over the top, I mean, that slicker was fitting. Yet is it? I mean, it don't hassle me. Yeah. I'm local. Gosh. I keep marking them up just to bring it up. I would say 17.
17?
17.
This is the movie's antithesis of over the top.
Yeah, I think just based on the puppet, I'll give it a 2.
Yeah.
That's if we're being very generous.
We're being very generous.
I'm going to give it a 4.
Oh, okay.
Don't hassle me out local. It's a little crazy.
I mean, is wearing a boat, being strapped to a boat with a life preserver, is that over the top?
I mean, if someone went to the Met Gala,
I mean, that's
showing up strapped to the mast of a boat, right? That would have been camp.
Yeah.
So
why didn't Celine Dion do that?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Show up strapped to the mast.
Strapped to like Titanic.
And just saying, I'm sailing.
Oh, what a dream.
God, what an idiot she is. Should have done that. So that for over the top wardrobe, what about Bob? 7.67.
Okay.
All right. Straight actors playing gay roles.
So now
hard and fast. These are
black and white. Yeah.
Straight actors playing gay roles, negative 25 points. I don't think
that doesn't happen in this movie. There's
negative 25 points.
Yeah. If that happens in a movie, we'll subtract that from the total.
Got it.
Like a Rocket Man would have gotten negative 50 at least.
Gotcha.
Bonus points for a positive portrayal of homosexuality, 50 bonus points. I don't think it has that. Negative 100 points for being the movie Cruising.
It's not the movie Cruising. So we're not going to subtract 100 points.
All right. So finally, last category, Tony, you get to make up a category that we will then use for every movie going forward. It becomes part of canon. So you get to come up with a 1 to 100 scoring. This could be subjective. It could be just remember we are looking for the gayest movie ever. So anything that could help with that, but also who cares? Whatever you want to do. Cause I threw this at you.
Does it hold up?
That's a good question.
So on 1 to 100, does it hold up? What would you give it, Tony?
I didn't see it.
Have you ever?
I've never seen it.
And
I thought that was the thing. Like, pick a movie you haven't seen and we'll dissect it. But be confident about it.
Just look at the poster.
I'm going to say does it hold up as a movie? Not as, like, actors' backgrounds themes or ideas.
Uh-huh. We believe in divorcing the art.
Right.
Woody Allen is great. Roman Polanski. I love every choice he's ever made.
Love Leonard Six.
Like mental issues, are they handled with care in a way that I'm gonna give it a 75.
Okay.
I mean,
I think it really. I loved it. I don't know. Yeah. I watched it again. I hadn't seen it in 10 years, and I don't know. I was delighted.
Yeah,
I thought it really held up. So
what are you
gonna
give it?
I think I give it an 85.
Oh, wow. Nice. See, I feel like I'm
all right, John.
I'm gonna have to give it. I want to say so much of it doesn't hold up for me, having watched it for the first time. There was so much that I was just caught up on.
Well, this is perfect then.
Yeah, so then I will give it a 40.
Wow. Okay. So that gives it an average of 66.67 on the does it hold up scale.
Yeah, that's the highest category. Man.
That is the highest category. 1 second while I add these things up.
Get the abacus. Here we
please
go.
Please talk amongst yourselves while this is happening because I don't have
so
the
So, Tony, while Mark is doing that, is there anything you want to plug or talk about or mention?
God, I wish. I was, not at all.
Okay, great.
I like to plug other things. Speaking of music,
okay.
If I do listen to music,
okay,
I love a band called Antartico Vespucci. Check them out. I have nothing to do with them other than I like them.
Okay. Is there a particular album you would point us to?
I think they only have one.
Okay, great. So that one.
Uh-huh.
What's the name again?
Antartico Vespucci.
Vespucci.
Like as though somebody were to discover the Arctic.
Oh, like in Italian.
Antarctica, you know, like Vespucci.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, gotcha. Yeah. All right, cool.
I had a few other movies in the line for this.
What do you mean?
I was between Mrs. Doubtfire or The Birdcage.
Okay.
Which are some favorites.
Both, yeah.
Oh, what a dream.
Good stuff.
How, on average, how many movies do you see a week, would you say?
I would say maybe two or three, depending.
Okay. And is that like at the theaters and at home?
I definitely see at least one movie in the theater a week, sometimes two. Home, I think I'm usually just more watching like TV shows mm-hmm. than movies.
Is there a genre of movie that you like better than others?
Not particularly. I mean, I guess you might say documentaries. I find those far more interesting. Like, I'm not that into like rom-coms or stuff mm-hmm. like that. Like, I don't hate them, but I'm not like, it's like that thing where like, I like very good ones of them, but like mediocre ones. I'm sort of like, why am
very
I watching
turned
this?
Off. Yeah. Yeah. Same.
How about you?
I love documentaries. I'm too scared to watch horror films.
Okay. Would you like watch them like during the day at home kind of thing with sunlight? No. Mm-mm. Okay.
But if a group is going, I would maybe try. I'm trying to get over it. I saw a mom.
We went
with
saw a mom.
Oh yeah,
Mark.
How was it? I haven't seen that.
Loved
yet.
It.
I really liked it too.
Doesn't like a movie to see with a big audience.
Yeah, it was mm-hmm. fun.
All right, the results ready? Are in.
Okay.
Out of a total of possible 650.
Oh wow!
What about Bob? Has scored a 109.45.
Wow!
Unseating Sabrina.
Oh yeah.
Which had a 95.33, but did not have that extra category.
So then we have to
Should
do
we retroactively
like a...
add Sabrina. Does it hold up?
No. We have to figure out the.
Just subtract the other.
No, you have to figure out like the percentage of each. Like put the number over the percentage that they could have gotten.
We got to add another column here.
Yeah, we got to do another column.
Jesus. So 95.33.
So Tony, so what's some other things we could talk about while Mark tries to learn math?
17%
is
percentile
which one?
For Sabrina.
Sabrina, okay. And then what about Bob?
16.8.
That's
not as good.
That's a good way to figure out
that's
that
what you
score.
Figure out.
So 16, this is insane. Sabrina remains the gayest movie ever.
That we have watched
well,
so
what
far
can we
this
do?
Okay.
What could we have done to, how do we make it gayer?
What about Bob?
Yeah.
Well, I feel like, guys, there's nothing we can...
Right?
What about that dick? I feel like, guys, there's nothing we can do.
Nothing?
It is the movie
well,
that it
I
is.
Well, I mean, it is the movie that it is. if we were to go back and we could make it gayer, what
That's
could we do?
That's the question, yeah.
I mean, Fussy Bottom. Yeah. I mean,
Richard Dreyfuss is a Fussy Bottom.
Absolutely.
And like Julie Haggerty's like a bear or something?
No, I think Bill Murray is the sloppy bear.
Uh-huh.
And then Julie Haggerty is just the friend. She becomes Sandra Bernhardt. And it's just the like, what are you doing
oh
with
God,
this guy? Why don't you know you love him?
Yeah. And instead of the kid Sandra dealing Bernhardt with like...
Welcome to my one-woman show. Here's what it was like with Roseanne.
That's like an impression of Harvey Fierstein doing an impression of Sandra Bernhardt.
Oh, love it.
Was Sandra Bernhardt in a Flintstones movie?
Probably.
Oh.
I liked it.
I think maybe said at Fire Island.
Oh yeah, instead of New Hampshire, that was one of his guesses when he was trying to figure out where they were.
Oh right. I think also just throw in some more pastels in there.
Don't
I feel like the house could what beautiful house, but could
what
have
a great
just
summer
more
vacation.
Of a,
this place
instead
is.
Of, yeah, right on the instead lake. Of Fire Island, it could be Provincetown. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like have that.
I've never been.
Palm Springs.
You've never been.
Oh,
I've been to
Palm Springs.
The East Coast twice in my life.
Oh,
all right,
my
I don't know
God,
why you're yelling
you
at me.
It.
It's
you
not
have
like,
to go.
You have to go to the East Coast.
You're dumb because you haven't gone.
Fair enough.
What are you wasting your life on?
I guess I'm stupid. My parents went to Provincetown. Like they were doing an East Coast tour vacation.
Your parents are gay.
Well, my mom's like, they had so many rainbow things.
Yeah. Well, Provincetown is weird because there is like it's definitely like very family, but there's like literally like a street you cross and you're like, and now it is gay.
How gay is it?
So gay. Very gay.
Well, what does that mean? Like,
what does that mean?
A lot of drag queens.
All the newspapers are
flying. A lot of rainbows. There's like, what are those? A tumbleweed that's just rainbows. rainbows and pride flags.
Oh, that would be fun.
That's pretty gay.
Just glitter, just like hanging out in the air.
Wow.
Just pockets of glitter.
Hanging out!
Do you think, what about, because all these like 90s movies and like 80s movies are getting like the musicals.
I'm sure someone's thinking about Bob could be like... To me, actually, it felt very much like a farce. Like I was like some of the sense, doors, yeah, like it of, could be more of that.
Like an episode
you
of
have
Frasier.
To figure out a way, like that you can have like scenes in rain and all that stuff. But yeah,
why do you mean scenes
I mean,
in
there
rain?
Was that one that scene in
they
the rain.
Let him go. It'd be hard to do that on stage. Is what
you
I'm saying.
Just, like shake a cookie sheet outside.
Okay,
that's like, exactly shake what's a cookie sheet. Oh my gosh!
Welcome to Broadway. We're shaking a cookie sheet.
If ever you feel down, shake a cookie sheet.
You'll feel it's
having a good time.
You'll feel
changes everything. You feel like a new person.
Shake a
you don't need therapy. Just shake a cookie sheet.
Shake
it.
There's a song. Shake it, shake it, shake it. Shake that cookie sheet. Feel that heat when you shake that sheet.
Ooh,
here
yes.
come the chorus boys. Ooh, cha cha, ooh, cha cha, ooh, cha cha, ooh, cha.
Now, oh if that God. Happened in the movie, that'd
that
be pretty
would be
gay.
Yeah, that'd be gay. That would have beat Sabrina, that's for sure.
Sure. Wow. Well, that
well,
was.
I think, have we come to the end of it?
I think we have come to the end of it, Tony. Yes. We've already established you have nothing to promote. You have nothing going on.
Absolutely nothing.
You recommended To Live and Die in LA, a podcast to me, which I listened to in one weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Not fun, but good.
Yeah.
Gotcha, gotcha.
Engaging. Yeah, it's a great time.
Engaging. Mm-hmm. Very dramatic.
Nice, nice.
I'm going to the Poodle Parade. I feel like that's that? A that's pretty good thing. It's in Carmel. I think it's in September.
Oh, are you bringing your poodles?
Oh, yeah.
You have poodles?
I go every year.
Oh, wow.
It's a real delight.
Carmel was the first place I ever had a buffalo burger.
Oh, and how was it?
Gamey.
Mm.
Yeah, it can be.
That was when Clint Eastwood was the mayor.
Oh.
Do you remember he was the mayor of Carmel?
I did not remember that.
You didn't know that?
I didn't know that.
What happens at this poodle parade?
Basically, it's a bunch of poodles from all over, and you parade down a street. And then there's also a cocktail hour. You can also hire a photographer to do pictures on the beach.
Do dogs come to the cocktail hour?
Yes, absolutely.
Is there just like shit and piss everywhere?
No, these are poodles.
What does that mean?
They it know where and when to go. They're a refined
I saw a car the other
creature.
Day. I thought of you. It had an outline of like a poodle, and then it said, I have standards.
I love it. I don't have standards. They're also mixed. So Drew signed us up for this, and they're divided into groups, and I have two poodle mixes. And I've never gotten so many looks that they were not purebred poodles in my life. Because he's like, oh, I just put them in the toy category. And I was like, they're mixed. Everybody
oh, no.
had like their like very poodle like cut. And
what, yeah.
Yeah. It mm-hmm. was also less you know, like, oh, you're a different type of like crazy.
You're like
crazy.
Right.
Like, you're, yeah. Yeah, like you were pure. Talking mm-hmm. about your breeders and stuff. And I'm like, I got mine at a shelter. And it was like, oh, it was like, oh, okay.
You're in Carmel.
yeah, but it's like, and we'll go to these like dining hours and we're like, hi, I feel like we're the very like,
country bumpkins.
Shouldn't be here, but own it. Like we shouldn't
sure.
be here.
Like
and
you're
are
the really
almost
loud
kind
American
of,
tourist.
Yes. Uh-huh. Almost kind of like lay into, it a little bit.
I just imagine sure. like being hard to have a cocktail hour. Cause already you need two hands, one for your champagne flute and one for your little plate of snacks, but then you add a leash to your wrist, just tugging on it.
But
that's
they're
a
not
recipe
tugging.
For disaster.
They know how to act.
They don't see other dogs and like get excited.
Yes, they see other dogs, but they're polite. They shake paws and they they politely
they
smell
do,
each
like,
other's
a
butt
nod across the room.
And say,
yeah.
They
I
light
see
their
you.
Long
I recognize
cigars.
Wow, they
cigarettes.
Light their long cigars.
Wow,
yeah,
that's
like
a
breakfast
room.
Activity. Yeah, poodles love to smoke.
It's hard to get that cigar smoke out of the fur, though.
It really is.
That's what you gotta do.
Well, Tony, you're a delight.
Yes,
oh,
thanks so much for coming
for doing this.
Oh, thank
you got
you
nothing
for
to promote.
Me.
You're at Tony Charlene somewhere.
Mm-hmm, she's yeah, always, on always, everything.
She's always doing podcasts. She's
yeah.
I love
one of the best
podcasts. I love podcasts.
The consummate host.
If you have podcast recommendations and you listen to this, come at me.
Like, just to listen to?
Yeah, I love them.
People love that. This American Life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, sure. Let's not be ridiculous. I know that.
Let's not be basic.
Right? Yes. It is the base. It is the
yeah,
white
give me
bread
something.
Of... Well, we're, let's yeah, wrap it up on that note. And this has been Two Old Queens.
Yes, I'm John Flynn.
I'm Mark Rennie.
Goodbye.
Now it's time for credits. Produced by Alex Arche. Music by Danny Cohen. Art by Connie Shin. See you next Wednesday. Bye.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.